We are learning Mesechtas Menachos Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting approximately 7 lines from the top, or 6 lines from the top, but are 2 dots. Mitzvah Oimer Lahavi Min HaKama. Said in the Mishnah, that's mitzvah to bring the Oimer from the Mechuba. You cut the Oimer, L'shem Mitzvah Oimer, and then you bring that Oimer. But if you don't have it, you don't have anything that's Kama, you can take from the Oimerim. Same thing, Malach and Hayavish, that means that if you have nothing close by, which is fresh, you have to go for something that's further away as Yavish, it's fine as well. Mitzvah looks over Lila, Mishnah says, Nixav Yom is kosher, and also Techas Shabbos. Zakhtamar Tanabanon, we learn from Sukkim over here. Tanabanon says in the Pasik, V'im Takriv Minchas Bekurim Lashem, of Kali Beish, Geras Karmel Takriv is Minchas Bekurecha, says twice Takriv in the Pasik. Ma Tamalayma, why is it twice Takriv in the Pasik when it comes to Minchas Aimer? Lefish a mitzvah imer lahavi minakama. This is a mitzvah imer to bring minakama. Minayin shim loy matzah minakama. If you didn't find anything that's still attached to the ground, yavi minakama, bring from the bundles. Tamalema takriv. Takriv means makamakam. No matter what, you still bring the minchas imer. Davach, I want to make a few drushes on the word takriv. Davach, another drush on the word takriv. Lefish a mitzvah lahavi minalach. This is a mitzvah to bring minalach, which means from places close by to Yerushalayim, and those are fresh kernels. When I and Shemloim Matz Malach Yavim and Yavish, Tamalema Takriv says again Takriv that not Malachim with the Eved. If I care, that's still one of the Mefarshim ask that usually anything in Kachim is not Malachim. It says let's say it twice. Why need a special pasuk to teach us that? It's any case a good question. But in any case, usually by Kachim, if you don't have Shina Hakosav Laakiv, it's not Malachim. So what do you have to bring a raya that's not Malachim? What is having this Malachim? I saw that someone asked the kasha, I forgot who. Someone in the Sefer Ezra Mekayim, I'm not sure who asked the kasha. But in any case, so first drasha was to be marba even min ha'imrim. Second drasha is to marba even min ha'yavish, which means even further away from Yerushalayim. Dova achar, takriv, l'fishim mitzvah, so l'ksav alayla. It's a mitzvah to be koitz of alayla. How do we know that? We learned from Gemara before that you have to have t'mimas. T'mimas means you have to count full days. And the katsira has to be before the sfira, which is mahachil chermesh. You have to first cut and then start counting. Shiva Shavuos Tisbalach, Mahachil, Chermesh, Mekab, Bakama, Tachalis, Shiva Shavuos. So we know it has to be at night. It has to be Tmimots. How do you know if you did it by day? It's kosher. Tamalem Takriv. It says Takriv. Some have the gears like that. But Deichel Shabbos, Hanu was Deichel Shabbos. Tamalem Takriv. So now the Gemara recaps. Takriv Kalshu. Takriv means Kalshu even from Imrim. Takriv Kal Mokrim. Even from a place that's far from Yushlaim and Abiyavish. Takra filled with Shabbos, Takra filled with Tumah. Even with Tumah, over Shabbos, you're allowed to cut the Omer. Actually, the Chesh Shlomo points out that it's missing one of them. Takra filled with Yom, it's missing. One of the drushes were a filled with Yom. It's missing the word Takra, you know, that in Ribui. So he wants to be Garisit, says Chanan's Garisit. No, but it went through everything, it chased everything all again. Takra Kolshu, Takra Kolshu, means every place. No, there's Takra filled with Shabbos, and Tumah, L'chayram. What happened? Takra filled with Yom. So that the Chesh Shlomo said the Rebbeinu Chananel's garish that way. You put it in the girsa. Yeah. So the Gemara writes the Nixav Yom Kasher. We have a whole discussion now. If Takra, you could be Koytsav Yom. Nixav Yom Kasher. Said in the Mishnah that you be Koytsav Yom. But we have a Mishnah. Mishnah Maseches Megillah. Mishnah Maseches Megillah says that there are things that are mitzvah b'layla and things that are mitzvah b'yom. And we know that things, a lot of things that are mitzvah b'yom, you can't do at night. For example, let's say it's a shechita, you can't do shechita at night. So it says in the Mishnah like this: Kol laila kosher. The whole night is kosher. L'ksiras ha'imer for ketsiras ha'imer. That's kosher. V'lahakte chalavim ve'ivarim. You're allowed to be makriv the emurim the whole night. And it says in the Mishnah zeh klal dovash shemitzvah so kol ha'yom kosher kol ha'yom. Dovash shemitzvah so laila. Anything that's mitzvah laila kosher kol laila. And there it says megillah. It says mila. All different things. So now, Katani, Laila Dumya Diyayim. It's Mashva, Laila's Dumya Diyayim. Ma Diyayim, the Laila Lai. Just like by Yayim, things that have a Yayim. For example, Shchita Zrika, that has to be by day, can't be by night. After Laila, Biyayim Nami Lai. The Laila also, Biyayim Nami Lai. Laila also, things that are Laila can't be done by day. So the Kasha is, that's the first Mishnah, says not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Niksa Yoyim is Kasher, and there it's Mashma, that it's a Laila Mitzvah, and it's away from the Mishnah. A Laila Mitzvah means a Laila Mitzvah, a night Mitzvah, huh?
It's a
Diyak,
it's
a Diyak. Well, we're considering it before, it's a Gevaldik a Diyak, that this is called Mitzvah of Laila, it's Mitzvah of Laila, not B'yayim. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Amar Rabba, Loi Kasha, Ho Rebbe, Ho Rebbe, Lezer of Shimon. It's Takam Chlekes Tanoim, if you could be Kaitzer B'yayim. And we're coming out from the Mishnah Megillah, B'mashmeh, it cannot be koitze b'yoyim. So chalik is Rebbe Melozer B'shem, the Tanya, we went to the Braiso, it's Taka Azayim, the Braiso. V'yoyimim the back of Minchas Oymer. Someone was, one of the Kahanim were bringing the Minchas Oymer, v'nitmeis, and the Minchas Oymer became Tomei. It became Tomei, Nitma B'yada is geirus in some places. So, M'yesh Acheres, if there's other Oymer that's cut, or you can still cut other Oymer. Oymer loy, have acheres tachta. Go cut other Oymer instead, and don't be over the din of Tuma. Even though it's Tuma Hutra, but see, we're attacker of a fill of Tuma, but it's better not to do that. But if you don't have anything else, Oymer loy, have pekech shtoik. Just be smart and be quiet, don't tell anyone. Divrei Rebbe. Now, the reason why it sounds like from here, there's really machlokes in the Gemara in Yuma if Tuma Hutra Betziba or Tuma Dechuya Betziba. This Gemara is mashma a little bit, Tuma Dechuya Betziba, because it says if you have another Eitzah, you should try to bring other Minchas Oymer. The Gemara in Maseches Yuma asks this Kasha on the Mandiyama from this Braisa. And the Gemara that says, no, even from Mandiyama Tuma Hutra Betziba, we want to be able to eat the Shiraim, that's why we'd rather bring another one. Now, why do you have to be quiet about this? If you're going to use the Tuma, why have to be quiet? So Rashi says, so people shouldn't think you could bring a Minchas Yachid. Therefore, you're just quiet about it. But Rebbe says, what you do is, try to bring another one. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, Eimer, Benkech, Benkech, Eim Lahav, Kech, V'shtoik. Because you can't do anything anyway. Shkol, Eimer, Shnik, Shloim, V'kutz, it's possible. You can't cut Eimer anymore anyway. It's by day already. It's too late. You have to do it at night. So we have Mechleikus. Rebbe says, if you have somewhere to cut the barley from, cut it, then bring it. If you have enough time to do it, bring it. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon says, no, it makes a difference. You can't cut it. It's too late. So here, a clear machlekes, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Elazar, if you're allowed to be koytze v'yoyim. According to Rebbe, the loch is, you could be koytze v'yoyim, like our Mishnah. The Mishnah, Masechtas Megillah, that says you can't, is Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. That's the Mara's coming out.
According to Rebbe, even if it's Shabbos, you do this?
Even if it's Shabbos, you do it. It's a great question. And we'll see that in the Gemara, if you're able to do it on Shabbos v'chlal. It could be Rebbe argues in the whole idea of cutting on Shabbos. That's the Gemara I'm going to talk about on Beis. The Gemara says that Rebbe holds that Ksiu Shem is not Teich Shabbos. So we'll see. We're going to see. It's a very good question, and it's part of the Cheshbon of the next Gemara. Omer Rabbi Achana Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon is Beshitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Shalav Omra. Rabbi Kiva had like five Talmidim. He had Rabbi Meir, he had Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi, and this is Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechon said Rav Loza of Rav Shimon said his shita like his father's Rebbe. Who's his father's Rebbe? Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shalom Avraham, Rabbi Tanan. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Akiva has a klal. Kol melacha she'ef shaloi la'asoy semer of Shabbos, ain't deichas Shabbos. But Akiva's klal is, any melacha you can do before Shabbos is not deichas Shabbos. It's talking about by Mila, anything you can do before Shabbos, you have to, even though Mila is deichas Shabbos, anything you can do before Shabbos, you have to do before Shabbos. That's number one. He holds a Rabbi Akiva. And he also, Mesov look Rabbi Shmuel, Doma Ktsiris Oymer Mitzvah, that Ktsiris Oymer is a mitzvah and it's Deicha Shabbos. It's not Rabbi Shmuel Oymer. Ma Chorish Rishos, Av Kotzi Rishos. There's a pasuk that says in Parashas Kisisa, Bechorish Vekotzi, that you're not allowed to do Chorish Vekotzi on Shabbos. And we darshan from there that only Rishos is Osir. Ma Chorish Rishos, only Chorish is not a mitzvah, to be plowed, it's not a mitzvah, is Osir, and Af Kotzi only Rishos is Osir. Yotze Ketzir Oymer Shim Mitzvah. That's what Rishmal is drawing. He learns that from there that Ketzir Oymer is a mitzvah, and that Ketzir Oymer, which is a mitzvah, is Mutar Adu on Shabbos.
Even
the Chatila. Even the Chatila. Yeah, I'm not sure what that means. Yeah, you have to do on Shabbos. Let's get to the Cheshbon. Visak Adaita, we didn't finish the Cheshbon yet. So we're saying like this. Rav Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shalom. So the two things we learned, the two facts we learned are anything you can do before Shabbos, you got to do before Shabbos. And Rabbi Shmuel says that Oymer is Doicha Shabbos. Now, if you hold a Rabbi Kiva and you hold that it's Doicha Shabbos, how do those two things stem? Why is it Doicha Shabbos? I could do it for Shabbos. What's the problem? Do it for Shabbos. Teretz is
not this man yet.
So Karchach, Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon holds that you have to do Dafka Belayla, not Bayoim, and not like like Rabbi. V'isak Adaitoch Niksa Shloik Kibushas Kosher.
Why can't it be Bayoim and on Shabbos day?
Huh?
Why can't it be, you can do Bayoim and on Shabbos day?
You can't, what do you mean, you can't?
According to Rabbi Shimon, what's your right to ask me at night from that?
Because why have to do it on Shabbos? Do it before Shabbos. Do it on Tuesday.
The
day of the 16th. There's no day. Seriously. If it has to be, the only Zman it has is to be Tmimais. After that, there's no Zman. There's no, if it has to be the Laila. What's the Laila of the day after? Or the day before? What's the Laila? There's no Laila. No, I'm not talking about Tumma yet. There's no Laila. There's no Laila of the day before or the day after. Actually, I'll speak of a very important thing. We said that it says that in the Mishnah Megillah says that Laila is dafka v'laila. One of the things is dafka v'laila, hekta chalavim v'emurim. It says in the Mishnah. Freik taisvis, what do you mean? Hekta chalavim is mutter on the day you shecht. You don't have to bring dafka at night. So taisvis says, it means tomorrow. Tomorrow I can't bring the hekta chalavim by day. There, it's not going to be tomorrow or today. But hekta chalavim, it says Laila, means dafka tonight and not tomorrow or a fuki day. But Zaktais, when it comes to the Omer, it makes a difference. Once it's not the night that it makes it Tmimois, it makes a difference before or after. So if you hold that Laila is Lav Dafka, then it can be either Yom, before or after. No special thing about the day after. Nothing special about the day after, the day before. It's serious Omer, remember. Not eating the Omer. It's serious Omer to cut it. There's nothing special about the day before or the day after. There's no difference. If you light it by day, light it by day. That's how it speaks out. That makes a difference. If you look at Tais Dermaskal Af, Dermaskal Af, but yes, Shloima. The leinian katsira le shayach chalak ben yom shel fun of liam shel acharav. Kafim raised parak and katsira svira. The whole din is katsira. It's no difference before and after. There's no difference. Once it's not the night, once it's not to be mois, it makes no difference. That Tosis Mamish directly talks about your kash. There's no difference before and after. So back to our cheshbon in the Gemara. Very important cheshbon. We're not talking about tumah yet. We're talking about Rishitas Rebbe, Elazar Rav Shimon. They had a machlokes by tumah because machlokes you could do by day or not. Rebbe says you could do it by day. Lazarus can't do it today. Where's Rabbi Lazarus coming from? Do you know where he's coming from? Because he knows, like Rabbi Kiva, anything you can do before Shabbos, you gotta do it before Shabbos. And he also knows Rabbi Shmuel, you can be Gdaycha Shabbos. What's going on? Do it before Shabbos. Teretz is, this is the Zman, and this is the only Zman you can do it. V'isagadat nixer shloim k'misosei kosher, my Dachah Shabbos, nixer bear of Shabbos, elo mididachi Shabbos, since it's Dachah Shabbos, shvami no, nixer shloim k'mitzosei posel. It must be that nixer shloim k'mitzosei is posel. So that is Rabbi Lozer, Rabbi Shimon Shita. It's geboit out of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel. Pray to Gemara, the Rabbi lav tamidah Rabbi Shimon ahu, and Rabbi's not tamid Rabbi Shimon. Vatam to the brayso. Amar Rabbi, kasha yinu lemeidim Torah to Rabbi Shimon v'tekua. When we learn Torah, so we know Rabbi Shimon is tamid Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Lozer is the son of Rabbi Shimon. If he goes like Rabbi Kiva, why shouldn't Rabbi go like Rabbi Shimon, who's a tamid Rabbi Kiva? Because Rabbi was a tamid Rabbi Shimon. Kasha yinu lemeidim Torah to Rabbi Shimon v'tekua. Hoyinu Mailam Loy on Shabbos used to carry that they had an Erev, but there's another Shaila, even if you have an Erev, something called the Erev Chatzeris. You can't bring something from one type of Chatzah to another type of Chatzah. And it says that we used to, Hoyinu Mailam Loy Shemen Va'aluntas, we used to carry the oil and the towel, this is to dry themselves, Mechatzah Lagag, and then Magag Lekarfif, from the Chatzah, from the courtyard to the roof, Umagag Lekarfif, and from the roof to the karfa, which is like a backyard. Until we reach the mayan, that we used to wash ourselves. So what do you see? You see that he holds a grab, that he was Talmud Rabbi Shimon. If he holds a grab Shimon, and Talmud Rabbi Shimon, why is he like Rabbi Kiva also? So I'll think tomorrow, because Rabbi holds a different Rabbi Shimon. So look either to Rabbi Shimon.
This is on Shabbos?
It's on Shabbos. Yeah, Beikah Adin, like the Rechitza on Shabbos. In cold water, like the Rechitza on Shabbos, 100%. You're allowed to go to the mikvah on Shabbos. And the Gemara says, why? Because Nira can make her. You're allowed to be maker on Shabbos. Today, in the 1400s, the Maril made a gzera that you're not allowed to bathe anymore today. What's the reason? Shasha Yitzah, Shasha Shchita, I in the Mishnah Berurah, think in Shinchav Gimel. Simon Shinchav Gimel goes through it. Baricha is exactly why the Aser today Rechitza, but Ma'ika Adin Rechitza's Mutter, and that's why the Haimish and the Hasidim go to the Mikvah on Shabbos, because it's not a problem. Okay, back to our Gemara. Shavalo k'idach to Rav Shimon. Shavalo k'idach to Rav Shimon, the Tanya. So now the question is, that what's Pshat in Rebbe, why does he hold he can't do it? Why does Rebbe hold that you could do it even by day? L'chor, he also holds like Rabbi Akiva. Fidat Cheshvin, it should work out that it must be, if it's Deich HaShabbos, it must be, it's Dafka B'night. So to Gemara, and he holds, and he's Tamar Rav Shimon. So he holds the other Rav Shimon. The Tanya, Om Rav Shimon, Bo Re'eh. It's more first in the Tanya that it's Deich HaShabbos, even though it's not Ma'akev to be on Shabbos. Because Rav Shimon's sheet is, the Tanya, Om Rav Shimon, Bo Re'eh Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. See how precious it is to do the mitzvah at the right time. So, hektach halavim ve'ivarim k'sherim kol laila. It's kosher the whole night. And still, on Shabbos, they should have waited till Matzah Shabbos to bring the emurim. Let's say the Tameh, the Musaf. So, when did they bring the emurim? They brought the emurim by day, or they waited till Matzah Shabbos? So, they brought it by day. Lo yayimam ten lehem ach techshach. It says that even though hektach halavim ve'ivarim k'sherim kol laila, they did not wait ach techshach. Why? You could do it at Matzah Shabbos if you want. That's for sure. It's Mutar Kol Laila. Teretz is, Rabbi Shimon holds, Chaviv Mitzvah of Shaita. And therefore, we want to tell you that Pshat and Rabbi is, why it's Deicha Shabbos, he can hold it like Rabbi Kiba also, and Rabbi Shmuel, and it's Deicha Shabbos. But what? Even though it's Mutar Day, it's Deicha Shabbos, because it's Shaita. So I think tomorrow, so what's Pshat Rabbi Rabbi Shimon? He didn't hear of his father's Shita? But Rabbi Elizabeth Rabbi Shimon, who says that he brings a rat, Elizabeth Shimon holds that a karchach, it has to be at night. Why else is Deicha Shabbos? Do it before Shabbos. Why don't they say the same thing? Maybe they could do it by day, but Chaviv Mitzvah Shaita. But Rabbi Elizabeth Rabbi Shimon, Lo Shmile, didn't hear that. Elashani Hosom, Sharei, Dochsa Shchita Sa Shabbos. He says, don't be arrived at Hektach Alavim. There, Chaviva mitzvah v'shaita, and you're allowed to bring the emurim today on Shabbos, even if you can bring Matzah Shabbos. The reason is because you're anyway being Deicha Shabbos. You're anyway being Deicha Shabbos because you're doing a shchit anyway. Since you're anyway Deicha Shabbos, therefore, it makes sense you could do the Hektach Lavim. But here, it's not a raya by Omer, it's not a raya you have to be Deicha Shabbos. So, what? So Rashi Bavarn is like this. You bring the climate thing. So Rashi Bavarn. Rashi says V'af agav d'lemachor dachya krova Shabbos b'shas katsiro miloy nitches. Very good question. So Rashi Bavarn is the question. He says, and even though tomorrow I'm going to bring the climate, I'm going to burn the climate, but still l'mayis b'shas katsiro I wasn't deicha Shabbos yet. I was not deicha Shabbos yet, and therefore it's not the same. It's not a good dimmit. So now back to Rabbi Shver. The Rabbi Hakanami doch shchitas Shabbos. So what's your raya from Rabbi Shimon? And it's back Shver that according to Rabbi, if he holds a Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Akiva, l'char it's a raya that it's dafka has to be at night. Because why else would you be able to do it on Shabbos? El the Gemara says k'sava Rabbi k'siras oimer loy dachya Shabbos. He holds that k'siras oimer is not dachya Shabbos. So let's reset now. Rabbi holds that's not dachya Shabbos. If it's not dachya Shabbos, you have no raya. It has to be done dafka by night. Because you bring a raya, why is Deicha Shabbos? It's not Deicha Shabbos. And Taki, you bring a raya day, going to Rabbi. So it's very good chesmen. And that's really like the Nakudas of Machlokas, where the Shimon and Rabbi will be, if it's Deicha Shabbos or not. That'll be a Nakudas of Machlokas. That tells you if it can be done even by day.
According to Rabbi, you have to do it Thursday night?
Rabbi, in a case where Shabbos is Sunday and Yom Tov is Friday, then you have to do a Thursday day, whatever.
You have to do it at night, you have to do
it
at night.
No, not according to Rabbi. Rabbi also can do it a day, you don't have to do it at night. And if Thursday night anyway is Yom Tov, you have to do it Thursday by day, you have to do it. Rabbi holds it can be done even by day. Friday Gemara, it's not Deicha Shabbos. V'loy v'atanan. Our Mishnah says in the last parak, v'chom erim echad Shabbos ve'echad choil. There was machlokes there how many salt you allowed to cut on Shabbos. Usually the weekday, Tanakhama said you cut usually five, and Shabbos you less three. And Chama said no, echad Shabbos ve'echad choil m'sholish. It came from three. So you see, it's Deicha Shabbos. So like, well, no, don't like a Rabbi. That's a Chama, it's not Rabbi. Another kasha. V'chom oimrim, it says in the same Mishnah, Echad Shabbos HaKoyel was b'shloshes kupois, three kupois, or b'shloshes maglos, three sickles. So you see the call on Shabbos. So I'm no, like a Rebbe. That's also not like Rebbe. Third, right. With Shabbos Yemelam, and Shabbos, they had the whole announcements. They were doing with a oimer, we're doing with a kupa, we're doing with a this. They also said, is this Shabbos today? And they said, yes. So also, that'll also be Deloy Karebi. That'll also be Deloy Karebi. So Akaponim, Rebbe would come out now. The chesmen is like this. The chesmen is that Rebbe holds that it's not Deicha Shabbos, and he holds it can even be by day. Rebbe Elazar Shimon holds it has to be dafka at night, dafka the night of first night of Chol HaMoed, and it is Deicha Shabbos because that is its only zman and it cannot be done from Erev Shabbos.